Like, right? That's all I heard from her.
What? Really?
That's what she said.
What a woman, okay. Man. Like, always bringing us down.
Yeah.
That's not what she said.
That's pretty much what
she said. You're going to die out there. You're worthless out there.
So you might as well stay here with me.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, ravishing Ravenclaw, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Gingy, my love, and TJ. Nothing special, just TJ.
I got nothing. you ain't lying.
Wow. Well, this week we'll be discussing TJ's self-worth and also Game of Thrones season 4 episode 9, The Watchers on the Wall, written by David Benioff and DB Weiss, directed by Neil Marshall, had an air date of June 8th, 2014, and a rating of 6.95 million. So,
damn, we dropped?
Yes. Once again, we have dropped.
You would have thought it would have picked up after last episode.
No.
But June, late June. No, I think the finals are over with by then. So it could be like NBA finals thing, but.
No, this is early June, the 8th.
Oh, well, yeah, NBA finals. I don't know.
Sure.
Wait, what year was it again?
2014.
Okay. I think that was the Warriors' first year they won the championship. So, yeah, it could be that.
All right.
That's what I'm chalking up to.
Ging, before we get started, though, what did you think about this self-contained episode?
I enjoyed that it was self-contained. I am so glad that they spent the entire time at the wall and didn't go everywhere around the world.
Are you really glad about that, or are you like...
Yeah, no, I'm really glad about that.
Okay.
All right. And like...
It was a big event.
When we get to the end, I will ask for a comparison to our other big event. But like, I want to walk through it with you because I want to be able to gauge your reaction.
Okay.
So... You guys ready?
Oh, we had Heat and Spurs finals that year. on that day.
was that LeBron's first one?
I think it was the year that the Spurs actually beat the Heat. His last one with the Heat. His last finals appearance with the Heat.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for finding that out.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, before we get started, if there's one thing a man is going to do, it's find a loophole he can put his dick in.
Oh, okay.
Am I wrong?
I don't.
Am I wrong?
I don't think I've ever put my dick in a loophole, but.
I mean, listen, you're going to find
but
one.
Look, hey, look, I'm TJ. Can... I'm nothing special. Like, I no loopholes for me. I keep it simple around here.
Listen, technically our vows just say we can't father children. Doesn't say.
That's not even a loophole. That's not a loophole. That's not
the
a loophole.
Vague.
That's not vague at all. That's very like distinct. Can't father children and you can't be married. There ain't nothing that says you can't fuck.
What is the intended result? Never mind. I'm not even gonna get in this. No, nope,
they have like sheepskin condoms and shit back then, I'm sure.
And what do you think the effectiveness of that would be? The sheepskin condoms that you wash and reuse. What do you think?
Hey, you don't see a bunch of kids running around the wall, so I mean, it's working.
Because they don't have any women at the wall. All the
They,
women are in Mole's Town with the babies.
yeah,
No, there ain't
maybe.
no women there either.
All right, and
Nope.
even then,
Not
and
now.
listen, let me take it one step further. Even then, even if you had the baby, it just says you can't father children. They ain't none of them trying to be fathers.
That's right. They all bastards.
Ta-da. I just fucked that loophole, James. Real good.
You know what? This is a really good episode for my video to not work. Because the exasperation on my
Boy, I was
face.
James, I was 2 inches deep in that Oh my God. Anyway, back to Sam and Josh.
I hate it here. Okay. Anyways, a bunch of dudes talk about all the fucking they've done before they go into this battle. First,
I
to be
mean,
fair, John didn't want to talk about it. Sam asked a question. Which, I mean, I get it, but like, what are you looking for me to say? What? Obviously, it's like warm apple pie. What do you want to hear?
exactly that. Sounds about right, yep. I need the deets. I ain't never had it before. I need the deets.
Like John
I
says,
don't know.
I ain't no poet, man. Like
Obviously.
I can't really spell it out for you.
You had to be there.
John's probably like, to be honest, I really didn't even know what I was doing. So like me trying to tell you,
It was work.
it'd be like me trying to tell James how to change oil in the car. Like I don't know what I'm doing.
It's just something you had to be present for. Can't really describe it.
Yeah.
But yeah, what he got for it though, an arrow 6 inches from his heart. I mean, it could have
Just,
been directly through
I
though.
was gonna say, still living.
Anyway, they head back in. Oh no, an owl scout. The thins are warning,
You knew
like.
that was like somebody warging as soon as you saw that owl, right, James? Like they make it's pretty obvious.
And now we get
They
an.
really didn't even need to cut to the thin.
Nah, they
No one. It's
got.
as soon as that owl lands, you're like, okay, I know what this is.
And then we get
OVO is
another
here.
story. We get another story about fucking.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yo, Eamon. He said they was throwing it
No.
on him.
No, this is not Eamon's story.
No, we're talking about
This
the
is.
red hair
Oh,
This is.
Ginger Minj.
Yeah. The bear and the Torment Fair.
Oh, yeah, and that one.
Fair.
I know you never fucked a bear.
Is that really a story that you want people to be like, that you want to tell and think that
Yeah.
people are going to be impressed?
Those dudes looked impressed.
I was going to say, I guess that lot. I guess if you talk to the things, they eat people. Like
They eat people.
they probably are impressed about that. But yeah.
But yeah, Ginger Minj. Jin, you good, Ginge? Grow up.
Absolutely not.
Things will never do.
Yeah, Ygritte says that she's gonna kill Jon Snow. That's it. Point blank, period.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
No, and that's how you felt? You're like, she's not gonna do it. She's making a
Correct.
lot of
I
arrows. There's a
said, well,
lot
I
of
said,
arrows.
I put in my nose. I said, she ain't playing around, but I don't think she'll be able to go through with it with John.
Okay.
We'll find out later if
Well.
we find out.
Anyways, don't try to kill him. I'm gonna put his naughty bits around my neck. She told him that's what she was gonna
Look,
do. Stand on
wear 'em
business.
proudly. Yeah, wear
I
'em
guess
proudly.
she gonna be like Davos.
Okay. So yes, now we can talk about all the pussy they got thrown at Maester Aemon. Just from all seven kingdoms. Because, I could have been king instead of up here with you losers, blind, being attacked by foreigners.
Right.
All these books can't read them.
Oh, that's sad. That's so sad.
But you know, he's probably read all the motherfucking books in there.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I
Don't you want
mean,
to read a good book again?
when Sam tells him the book he's reading, like he knew what it entailed.
Yeah.
I also like that he made fun of him for like wasting candles reading in the middle of the
Yeah. Like this one person that's gonna be wasting a candle reading at night. It's you, Sam. Sorry.
night.
I ain't got a C to know that.
But this is a really good Aemon moment. Like, 'cause you can tell from his face, like, that he is remembering this specific moment in time. It's very beautiful to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I also want to know, like, what this girl did to succeed.
Good question.
Was it like a Marjorie situation? Did she just like show up in his bedroom? Like, what? I need to know the logistics of this.
Maybe she just looked that good. Who knows? We never like find out who it is either, do we? Like no family
No.
name, nothing.
No. I'm pretty sure. I think this is just a show thing, but I don't want to confirm, so I
I'm trying to see if I can find anything out about it. I'll
don't
look at it as we go.
Anyways, guys. Sam goes to head for battle and Gilly's at the
He got so excited.
gate. I saw this part. I was like, I know Ginge is very proud
No,
of
I'm proud
Sam in this
of.
moment.
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm more proud later on.
I bet. This is a big Sam episode. This is a really
Yeah.
big Sam episode.
You actually learn a lot from
Yo,
Sam here,
Sam,
or about Sam,
this is
rather.
where Sam's balls drop and like Sam becomes a man
Yeah.
in this episode
Yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Like, no lie.
Sam tells Pip to open the fucking gate, and Pip is just so shocked that Sam would curse that, like, obviously he has to do it.
Yo, Pip does
And
not
now
look
Gilly's
ready.
here.
Nah,
What?
he ain't.
He's a steward.
I know.
I mean, he tells us later how not ready he is.
And shows us.
But
Poor Pip.
Gilly makes it in with Sam, and Sam apologizes for not taking Ginge's advice. Then he tells her, wherever you go, I go too. Love
And
it.
boy, does she take that quite literal.
Literal.
Goodness.
Anyways, remember that fire that Mance was talking about? What did you think?
I don't know why, but in my mind, when he was talking about it was going to be the biggest fire ever, I was thinking like tall,
You were
like
thinking
a,
tall
I
bonfire,
was thinking like a pillar of
controlled.
fire.
Yeah.
And then they show it's actually just a forest fire. And
Yes.
I'm like,
He
oh.
started the LA wildfires for sure.
Yeah, like,
That's where they
but like,
started.
from what I remember, he was like, it was talking about how like it's gonna be the biggest fire ever. You'll be able to see it from miles away. So I was thinking, a tall fire. No, just forest fire.
Oh, so in other words, you were not impressed with Mance's fire.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I mean, it's a stunning
I mean,
shot.
it's a big fire, and it's a good shot where it shows John looking over the wall and then zooming over his shoulder to the fire.
And
But
even when the wildlings see it for the first time, as they're on the ground, they can still see like the wild in the distance and stuff. So,
yeah, the light in the sky. Yeah.
Yeah. And so as they prepare the oil for whatever, I don't know. Hopefully there's no ketamine in it. They Alistair admits, kind of, without outwardly saying, "Hey, I was wrong," says that he was wrong.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah. Do it.
Honestly, in this whole part, I thought he was gonna bitch out and run away when he first started talking, saying how he gonna he when a person thinks himself is doubting himself, that's when it's bad.
Yeah.
Right as soon as he said that, I was like, "Oh, this man about to run away."
And then he was like, but that's not me. I'm not doubting what I said.
Yep.
Honestly, like this might be the best Alistair episode that we get and we see.
I agree.
In
I'll
terms of like
talk about it later.
him owning up to his mistake here, but
Yeah.
again, he doesn't regret it. But he's
Yeah.
and if he does, he's not gonna let anybody know that he does.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about later, like what he does.
Yeah. But like the fact that he could swallow his pride in this moment, this is a really good episode for her. Anyways, so Sam and Gilly, stay here where it's safe. She did take it very literally that
All I'm
he was
saying
not going
is,
to leave her.
in this part, she was shitting on Sam. You ain't shit. You gonna die out there? Like,
Right?
that's all I heard from her.
What?
That's what
Really?
she said.
What a woman, man.
Okay.
Like always bringing us down.
Yeah.
Just so they can get their way. Just so they can get their
That is
way.
what she said.
That's pretty much what
She
she
said,
said.
"You're gonna die out there. You're worthless out there."
So you might as well stay here with me.
She didn't say you're worthless. She said they don't need you. We need you. We
I
need
don't agree with that.
you. She said, "You don't matter out there, but you'll matter in here."
Yes, because there's men out there like
Nah, see,
fighting.
if
We
she really
need
loves
you
Sam,
here
she would
to
have said,
protect us.
if she really loves Sam, she would have said, "You matter everywhere, buddy."
Yep.
But again, you're not special, so what do you know?
Nothing. I know nothing, Jon Snow.
Okay, so then we're so since you think that Gilly told him he ain't shit, are you at least like happy with his reaction? Like that's like, I have to go help my brothers.
Oh yeah, his rebuttal to that
Yeah, especially
is
after the
what he
shit y'all
needed to
gave
say.
him for running away from the mutiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget. Y'all gave him so
That's why I
much
said
shit.
Sam becomes a
Sam,
man in this
like
episode. Like
he
this
redeems
is,
himself. Like this is like, yeah.
yeah, this is his coming of age episode.
Yes, because
Let's
men
throw him a
keep
bar mitzvah or
promises.
something.
Men keep their promises. And
That
then
kiss.
Sam gets his kiss.
Hey, look, he ain't get it. He took that one. Like that man, he was
Yeah.
a man. He said, "Fuck it, I'll do it."
Yup. We probably thought, well, this might be the day I die, so it's the only time I'll be able to kiss a girl.
Listen,
Probably.
it's a moment, Ginge. Did you like, how did you react for your boy?
Oh yeah, I got super excited. Yeah. Super excited.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
Well,
yeah, Sam.
Sam and his new confidence up on the wall with Pip, like, he seems really like calm and ready for this. Like,
Well, I think in this case he kind of feel like he has to be. Like I don't think he wants to be calm, but then when Pip's freaking out, like he's like, you know what? I gotta calm this kid down. Like one of us had to be calm here.
but do you think the kiss with Gilly had anything to do with that?
Nah,
I think him knowing that Gilly is actually alive helped a lot. Because I feel like if she never showed back up and he thought she was dead the whole time, he
Oh,
wouldn't.
he would have been fucked. Yeah, you're
Yeah,
right.
because like he told John, there's no reason for him to still be alive.
Yeah, he
Like
would have been fucked.
they already took everything from me. So
Right.
like if she never showed back up, I think Sam would have just been crying
Yeah,
in the corner.
he would have been
Right.
fucked.
He'd been just like Pip.
Yeah. And this is when he told Pip, he's just like, I'm not nothing anymore.
You're stealing all my quotes.
Yeah, I got that one. I got that one too.
I'm
That's
sorry.
two. You
It's
took it
such
from
a
me.
good one.
That
It's
one
such
is.
a. What was the other one?
The from now on, wherever you go, I go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I
My.
got a lot, so it's all good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got a
Okay,
lot because I
good.
ain't getting many at all in this episode.
Most of mine came from the beginning, so, but that was just like, that's such a good one.
Yeah.
It's such a good one because, like, when we met Sam, he was like, I'm a coward. Like, I deserve nothing. And now look at him. Like, look at how much he's grown. He killed a White Walker.
Yeah, but this is the moment. Like this battle, like changes him. Like he
Yeah,
has some good
this is
moments. There's another moment
Sam's
later in the
whole.
episode where it's kind of like the same kind of moment that he has with Pip later on. So.
Yeah. Well, Ygritte sees Sam from her scouting position. Excuse me, the body shaming wasn't necessary. You didn't have
Right?
to. You could have just said you saw two guys. You didn't have to do all that. That was
At
rude.
least she
No,
was,
I think she did. I think she had to describe him.
at least she wasn't prejudiced though, because like she said the fat one and the skinny one, so
Yeah,
like she
same.
was body shaming
But
both of
I think she had to do that
them.
that way they know like what they're facing. Like this is who they have guarding the wall, just so you know. Like this is who's at the door.
Yeah,
a
like
couple of fucking nobodies.
don't be scared. Like they got a fat boy and a skinny boy at the door. Like just go for it.
All right, so as they're getting ready to march in, Ygritte has this like look on her face
Oh, the note
that's
I have
like,
here is she ready for this?
right? I was like, is she thinking about having to actually kill John? Like, is it gonna come down to that?
I think that's what was going on through her head. Like she was
Interesting.
playing that moment, like, what do I do if I actually do have to see John? Because really,
Ooh,
for all they know,
well.
they're just kind of guessing that John's there, right?
Correct. I mean, she
Like
said
they
earlier
she
that
yeah,
she
she
thought
doesn't
that
know.
it.
Like they don't really know if he made it back alive or not.
Right, because she did put three arrows in him and he could have succumbed to his injuries.
Yeah. So I think she's dealing with the, you know, the opportunity. If the opportunity happens, like, what do I do?
Ginge. Giants riding mammoths.
Feel bad for the mammoth's back. And I feel bad for
Well,
them giants because they was ugly.
really, it's like a really, it's like a giant riding a giant mammoth, like.
Yeah, true.
That was the point when Egg came in the room and just sat down and decided he was watching.
It's a Understood.
good place to start.
Yeah. But anyway, Alistair had an option. At the point that you see a giant riding a mammoth, you realize that he chose wrong. But now he's got a lead. What did you think of this, like, knock? Does not mean loose? Does hold mean fucking drop?
That just shows nobody's trained.
Yep.
TJ, now I do want to say, like, you gave Alistair his credit, like, way back when. Like, you can't have undisciplined men up here.
Yeah, but you got to also remember, like 90% of those guys are probably dead at this point.
Yeah. Because they were
Most of them
undisciplined.
motherfuckers, yeah, most of them motherfuckers stayed at Crassus Keep. Shit went awry. All the trained men are dead.
But before we can loose these arrows, the wildlings are heading is just directly into the castle. We're getting hit from both sides, guys. It's a DP. Oh no.
Oh God.
Getting hit on both fronts. Anyways,
Not both
Ygritte.
fronts. You just get hit one in the front, one in the rear. Is it safe to say the wildlings were running a train on the wall?
Penetrated on all sides. The point is, Ygritte is a warrior. Anyways, Ygritte is a
Yo,
warrior.
she out there like Hawkeye and Legolas out there, not missing a
Yeah,
fringin'
for
arrow at all.
real. Not Legolas.
Yeah, Hawkeye for sure. Hit him with the slide and all. She
but
slid, grabbed
Alistair
the
goes
arrow that was already shot, and then reshot it back to them. Like,
and on fire,
yeah,
and
I
it
was gonna
was
say,
all fire.
while keeping the flame.
Oh.
Okay, so are you Team Ygritte now? Like, are you fully like a are you convinced of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
I
always
mean,
liked her.
was this like a good moment? I don't know, 'cause
Oh,
like I
yeah.
can't
Like,
read you
well.
when it comes to battle, 'cause like sometimes like stuff that like something TJ thought was really cool, you thought was
Yo, listening back to that last episode today, James, I fucking hate you, man. Like, what the fuck? What's wrong with
no,
you? God damn,
I
man.
was fine with it. I mean, I
TJ
don't.
was just like He's just like, it's a master class, and she's just like, oh, okay. So yeah.
Ah, man. This motherfucker don't know talent when he sees it. Lauren, that's what
Oh,
this
okay.
is.
Oh, okay. That's why he's dead on the ground.
See, this would be one of those things where if me and James were like to walk into like a basketball gym and Kobe's in there like practicing, I would be enamored. James like, eh, it's just fucking layup lines. It's cool.
Yep.
Okay, well, Alistair goes down to fight. So, whatever awful things we think about him, and we do, he's down there, like with the van, where the fighting is thickest.
And he led the
Like,
way.
he is a lead by example person. Like, he's not like some other Brothers of the Night's
Yeah.
Watch that we'll get to later. Who've
Now,
been talking big shit for weeks and weeks?
James, question for you. Did Alistair surprise you in the way he leads? Like the fact that he actually like was fighting with them dudes?
Yeah. Like when he went down there, like, yeah, no, like really, like, changed my perspective a little bit about him.
Very
Like,
little bit.
well, I mean, like, really. If he just wasn't such an asshole for no reason to John, he'd be
Correct.
great.
Correct.
Like, he's literally just being shit to John for no reason. And if he
Pretty
would just
much.
act like he did in this scene the entire time, wouldn't have a problem with it.
Okay. Yeah. 'Cause he's really like he's a good leader.
Yeah.
And he like he
I
could have
mean,
easily
like
sent John down there, somebody else down there, but no, he went and where the battle was the thickest and fought.
he went and fought as the wildlings are climbing the walls, and we get stones dropped on heads, throwback to Blackwater. This is
Yep.
how you defend some walls.
Yeah, you just
And
throw
then
rocks.
Pip wasting arrows. Just shooting them at what? At what, Pip? It's a crossbow. How are you missing?
Like aiming a crossbow like that is kind of is harder than we think.
I've never seen a crossbow in real life, so you're probably right.
Because that crossbow ain't even got no iron sights on
No,
it.
it's kind of just point and hope for the
Yeah, like
best.
that's and he's trying to do it quick. Like that one of them crossbows, you got like close an eye and like look. He ain't had time to do all that shit.
As they're climbing up these ropes, I did just right here, cut the ropes? Question mark. Like, is that not something we can do?
Apparently not.
Like, these look like the ropes on like the wall climbs on like Guts. I don't know if either of you remembers Guts.
Is that like one of the Nickelodeon shows back in the day?
Yeah, with Mike O'Malley.
I remember, yeah. Legends of the
What
Hidden
was
Temple,
that?
though, top tier.
Yes.
Yes.
Top tier.
Yes.
You right.
Also, Wild and Crazy Kids.
Yes.
Omar Gooding. Omar Gooding. Anyway.
Y'all
I
forgot he was
remember
in
when
that
I
shit.
found out. Yes. I remember when I found out he was Cuba's brother. It blew my mind.
But now, once you find out, like they don't look alike, but once you find out, like they look like.
That's
Like
exactly
it's
what
one of those
it
things. Like they don't look anything alike, but when you know they're brothers, they look just alike.
is.
Speaking of brothers, Castle Black will stand. Yes, Alistair, that's a rousing speech.
I liked
And
it.
then Tormund makes it over the wall, and he looks massive. Does Tormund look extra big to you? Like when he gets over that wall?
He's a
I
big
don't
dude
know.
anyway. Well, you know what? I guess we could probably talk about this later in the seasons, but like here he looks big, but like as we get later on into the series, like he gets
He
smaller.
doesn't look as big,
Yeah,
right?
he gets smaller.
Okay. I thought maybe it was just me because I was like, I was like, I remember Tormund being big, but not like hulking.
Yeah, like this now he's, but maybe it's because like he's, I don't know.
That or the everybody else is just scrawny. Like all the people at the wall kind of look scrawny to me compared to all the wildlings, anyways.
True.
You're right.
So that could
Yeah.
be.
Okay.
Especially the Thins, man. Like them some big fuckers.
Yeah, they're very big
Yes.
dudes.
Like, where the
I
hell did
didn't
they even go to
realize.
cast these motherfuckers? Like,
Like, I didn't
where do
realize
you
how
find
big that
them?
one dude
Like, did they go to like a Europe basketball team and was like, you know what, we got all these 7-footers here, bring them on. Like, where do you get all these fuckers from?
Well, speaking of thins and giants and mammoths, Janos Slynt is on the wall watching these mammoths and losing it. Just in complete denial of what is directly in front of his face. Giants don't
Yeah,
exist
Giants.
as
I'm looking at this, but they're it's not there.
Oh, wow. America.
Sometimes you gotta
Enjoy
speak
that
things into
mirror.
existence or speak it out of
Out
existence, I guess, in
of
that case.
existence.
That's what he's trying to do in that case.
And Grin's little idea to just like fully just get rid of Slint and get John in charge.
Great idea.
Quick thinking. Yes, and John in charge is like these men are, I don't know, it just seems like they fell in line more behind John.
Yeah, for sure. That's Ned's son.
I was
And
getting ready
so
to say that.
what do you think of this, like this John having command, like
I think when Alistair went down, he should have put John in charge right then and there.
Yeah, because Jano's a little
I mean, even Alistair got to know that
bitch.
he ain't doing nothing.
Oh, Janos Slynt. But as the wildlings start to climb, they won't summit before dawn. John has made that climb. Of course, John wasn't in as much of a hurry as they are,
Yeah.
obviously. And then they shoot arrows at a giant, and the giant gets really annoyed.
Yo,
Bro, that giant's arrow though.
I don't like where. How do you make one of those?
I am so happy that
Right?
they showed the wildling shoot his arrow and it barely get halfway up. And then they just show the giant do his arrow. And he didn't even fully cock that shit back either. That was like a half draw.
Well,
Yeah,
I want to know where I can get one of them arrows.
like,
Like that's made out of a
what
whole fucking redwood tree or some shit.
right? That's what I was like. I was like, is it a tree trunk? Like, what is
That
it
ain't
made out of?
the trunk. That's the whole fucking tree. It's like, yeah, that ain't the trunk. That's the whole damn thing.
And it took that brother sailing all the way back into the courtyard, like into the yard.
But
That was, it's just
can we
such
be
a
real
good
here
sequence.
in that like the guy would not have got stuck on the arrow. Like that arrow would have just went straight through him.
Is that what you think? I don't
Oh
know.
yeah, that arrow would have ripped him apart. There would have been nothing left of that guy.
Well,
The impact alone would have like just melted his body into like shreds. It's like when somebody gets hit by like a truck at fucking, 60 miles per hour.
okay.
Sure.
But it looked really cool, so I'm
It
gonna let it
did
go.
look cool. I'm gonna let it go as well, but I'm just saying, like.
And
now there's a thin just like slashing his way through this crowd. Ygritte is shooting these arrows. We go into the dining hall where somebody's got a cleaver.
Yo, they should have showed him more often.
The
He
cleaver?
just he just walking in there badass with the cleaver on his shoulder, and then just one swing says, like, yo, bro, get out there, do some more.
Yeah, at what point did y'all start counting the men? Because this is where I'm like starting to trying to keep a tally. Like, have we gone through all 102 of these motherfuckers yet? Like, because like, they're dying off quick here.
Yeah, they're done really quick.
Yeah, not Janos though. Not Janos. He's got somewhere to go. I'm just hiding here with the women and the children. Thanks so much.
Well,
After
the woman
all,
and child.
after well, there's
I got
no,
really
there's two
scared for
children at the wall. There's two children at the wall.
there is two.
one of them, well, one of them's out. One of them's controlling the elevator.
Like, that's a big job. That's a big job
Honestly,
for Ollie.
it fits kids. Like I went out of town with my niece and nephew, and the way they fight over the button on the elevator, like it fits. Like that age, all you want to do is control the elevator. You should know. I'm sure your kids do the same thing at a hotel.
I don't take my children anywhere. I want to enjoy myself.
Oh.
Edit
That
I sure won't. I don't take my children. I don't take my children
Oh my
anywhere.
God.
Anywhere that I want to enjoy myself,
She
because if
she's
I'm enjoying,
lying.
no, because if I'm enjoying myself, they're not there. Because if they're there, I have to watch them. I can't enjoy myself. I have to be a mom. Do you see?
Yeah, I
So
get
if I
it,
want to have a good time,
but to
imagine
look like a
just
good
not
mother,
having kids.
I'm gonna tell everybody that you're. This is where I have your back, Lauren. You're lying. You're a good mother. You take your kids everywhere. Y'all have
I don't
good.
say that listen, I didn't
Y'all have
say I
nice
don't.
family vacations that you enjoy as well.
We do. I didn't say I don't take my kids places that are fun. I said I don't take my kids places where I want to have a good time.
You have a good time with them as well.
I didn't say I don't have a good time with my kids. I'm taking one of my kids. I'm taking my 13-year-old to see Beyonce, for God's sake.
This sounds like favoritism
Like,
already.
it is. Anyways, Ygritte takes out Pip.
Sad moment, man.
Yeah, I was pretty sad about this.
That one hit you. Yeah, we're
Yeah.
starting to lose guys that we got, like we met when we got here.
Yeah.
Pip has been with us since the beginning. And poor Sam. Poor Sam had to hold his dying friend. Oh.
Yeah, after he just gave him shit.
Well, this is in this moment too, like this is where you might think that are we gonna lose Sam now? Like, 'cause Sam's starting to like freak out a little bit. Sam is like reverting back to his old ways of being a coward here a little bit.
No, I wasn't worried.
I was until like a little later, but yeah.
No, I wasn't worried.
No, never worry about Sam. Because he better make it. That's what you said.
That
I feel like when we lose Sam, when we lose Sam, we lose James. That's
That's
it.
it. That's it. That's
That's a
podcast.
wrap.
Wrap it up.
I'm out.
Wrap it
But on
up.
the wall, the mammoths, the giants, and for whatever reason, the regular sized wildlings are also trying to pull these doors off the gate. Yikes.
I They didn't need to.
Right?
We see that later. Like, they didn't need all that.
Yeah, you did all that when it was just like you just had one dude just like,
Yeah, lift up the fucking
I'll hold
door.
this up and you go underneath everybody. Like you had enough giants to just hold the door up and let everybody run in. But anyways, hold the gate. John needs Gren and five other dudes to go hold the gate.
And this is where you know that John is a good leader, is because as soon as he tells Grin, like, there's no doubt in Grin's mind. Like, he doesn't like get scared. Like, he's like, all right, let's go. Come on. He told us to go hold the gate. We're going to hold the gate. Like, when they say like you're running through a wall for somebody, like, that's that.
Yeah. John has really, like, in his time at the wall, has really bonded with his brothers. Like, for the leadership that he's shown, like, in this moment, but just the fact that, like, they are all willing to follow him.
Yeah.
Even later, when the one dude does get scared.
And then Grant brings them back.
It's just so Jon Snow is just so inspiring. And, you know, there's a job opening here at Castle Black, so keep that in mind.
There is. We've seen two good candidates.
We have seen two good candidates, because then Alistair goes one-on-one with Tormund Giantsbane.
Holds his own.
Did you hate this too,
Yeah,
Ginge?
was this just all right? Was it, it's cool.
No, this was fun. However, he did it like he the what's the Wildlings dude's name?
Tormund.
Tormund. He did like some spinning around stuff that was unnecessary. It's just flashy for TV. Like you're not gonna do that in an actual
Now, you
fight.
know
Like
what? I'm
why are you gonna turn your back on somebody you're fighting?
Listen, I'm gonna push back because like I listened to the last podcast and you said that any time in the history of fighting somebody was flashy, they always lose. Go back and watch
True.
Muhammad Ali and then we'll talk.
Him.
I wish that would have hit me last week. But as I was listening back today, I was like, you know what? Muhammad Ali.
Okay. The one exception.
And Oberyn Martell.
No, that's not an exception. He died.
The fight didn't kill him. His pride killed him.
I think what Tormund did was great. I think he's shockingly agile to be the size that he is, sort of like
Now,
the Undertaker.
James isn't impressed. James isn't impressed.
Nothing impresses James.
James watches Wimby and is like, oh, that's cool. 7 foot 5, move like a guard. Man, it's cool.
Actually haven't watched any basketball, so I don't see his game very much.
He's good. You know, watch him. It's pretty good. I enjoy it. You might not. It might not be your thing. It might just be cool to you, but watching somebody that big
Okay.
move like that.
Did you think it was cool when Sam killed a Finn? Was that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. We got him. He's back in.
Yeah, because that's some like Sam killing the White Walker and then Sam killing the Finn. That's impressive because Sam don't do that stuff.
This motherfucker just likes simplicity. That's all this is. That's all this is.
Well, Ollie or Sam is going to take the elevator to talk to John because we need more men down here. Ollie's man in the elevator. But hey, buddy, find a weapon. Fight with us.
But this
Oh.
is where Sam does a good job because Sam has to bring Ollie back. Like Ollie is like
Yeah.
losing it.
He's
And
a
Sam.
child. He's a
But
child.
man, you get that
Yeah.
fucking hit the button on the elevator. Come on, man. Get it together.
He's
But
to do more than hit a
also
button.
he want Ollie wanted to fight. He said he was the best hunter in his town.
I mean, I believe it.
Well, yeah,
I believe it.
after what happens, yeah, I believe it too.
Well, they're going to drop bombs on the wildlings. That was neat. Barrels full of oil.
Yeah, that's
One
cool.
of them gets stuck, unfortunately. And then we get to see people fall off the wall. Oh boy.
Yeah,
Yay.
the one got stuck. That's when you're reminded, like, yo, these motherfuckers, they got no training. Like, you do a couple cool things, and then it's like, you know what? These guys
Right,
are
and
lost cause.
speaking of no training, like we're getting our fourth commander in this battle. 'Cause like now John's leaving and Ed's in charge. Like
Which?
who determines the line of succession here?
Whoever's the leader, like you just appoint who you want to appoint, apparently. But to be fair, like the way they went, it worked out. Like they had a good system in place. None of these dudes failed.
No, because even holding the gate as one of the men gets scared, Gren starts to recite their vows, like such a good moment. Like just so, 'cause you know, like this is hopeless. We put 10 arrows in him already. Like
I think he said 20 arrows.
20. Thank you. 20 arrows. And it didn't work. So I guess we just gotta hold. Just do our best.
Boy, imagine if they would have like clogged up those tunnels.
It could have all been so simple.
Man. Here's a question for y'all. It's a little later. Keep going.
Well, Sam thinks that John's trying to protect him. You can't protect me forever. But, like, so when John was like, I need him more than I need you, what did
here's
you think he meant?
here's
Like,
here's my
that's
question.
exactly what Gilly said. You don't matter out there.
we go.
But to be fair, John's right. Number one. And number two, again, why does it take so long to get the goddamn dire wolf? Why didn't we have this motherfucker out at the beginning of the fight? True.
But this is like it's such a good shot too. This whole like sweeping shot of
Yo,
like, where
oh
the
yeah.
camera just pans from fight to fight to fight to everybody around the castle. Yeah, that's great camera work.
Oh,
Yeah.
and
Like
you know
in
what's gonna happen, Lauren? In season six, when we get to something else like this, he's gonna be like, "Oh yeah, it was cool. It was all right."
Well, yeah,
He
you've
was
already
all
seen
right.
it once. You can't see it a second time. It ain't
No,
no good the second time.
it's gonna be a million times better. But you're gonna be like, "Oh, it was cool. It is fine."
It was fine. So this fight, John and the Thin, is this just fine?
Yo, this is just fine to me because, like, once the Thin smacks John's head up on that fucking anvil and he bounces back,
Oh my God.
like, John would have been done. Sorry. Like,
Yes.
yeah.
Yes. Like how is it possible that we saw last week the mountain punched Oberyn's teeth, several of them out of his mouth, and John hit an anvil head first, full on.
Yeah, still got
And
all,
the teeth still
won't spitting
attached.
out teeth at all.
Not a
No.
molar, not
Nose
nothing.
wasn't broken. Like
Now how?
your whole face would have been fucking broke.
I mean, yeah.
And that fin was huge.
And his
Yeah.
head bounced off that fucking anvil like a basketball. Like, motherfucker was just dribbling. Like, he just dribbled John's head up because of that bitch. He Gronk spiked that bitch.
Fitting though that John took him out with the hammer.
Indeed. It really was.
I
He's like only one of us, the real blacksmith here, all right?
then we get the reunion.
Hold on, I have one gripe before we get to this reunion.
Okay,
Because
girl.
during the fight of John and the Thin, it, flashes back to Ygritte shooting everybody. Well, literally the only out of this whole scene here, the only sword clashing we hear is John and the Fiend. You got 100 other people around them all clashing swords, but you only hear one set the entire time. You're ruining my immersion.
Oh
Oh man, this shit ain't never gonna be good enough.
Never. It'll never be good
Shit
enough.
ain't never gonna be good enough.
Oh my God, are you sure you're not a mom? Jesus. Anyways.
I ain't even picked that shit up, to be honest with you.
Anyway, listen, I will say, because like when Ygritte sees John, it does get real quiet, but that's obviously
Well, I mean
intentional.
that, yeah, that's intentional. I'm talking about everything
But
before that, though.
yeah, fuck everything before that. This intentional one, though, that's fine. John sees Ygritte, like the look on his face kills me every time. It gets me every time. It
Same.
turns on my ovaries every time.
It doesn't do that to me, but yeah, it gets me.
And like she's struggling, like, am I gonna shoot this bit? Like, am I gonna shoot him?
For
I'm
some reason, though, like when I'm remembering back, something just told me this was longer. Like this whole sequence lasted a little longer than it did. And this shit was short.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because she gets an arrow through the heart, courtesy of Ollie, who picked up a weapon and is obviously a very good hunter.
The best hunter in the town.
Hey, because he ain't missed a heart either. He knew exactly where to shoot that shit.
Yup, and he proud of that shot too.
Gave him a little nod. I got you, buddy. She ain't gonna kill you
All
today. Got you.
right, Ginger, reaction.
Oh, this is so sad. I'm gonna talk about it in the quote section, though.
Okay, all right,
I got a quote from the
that's
scene too,
rough.
so you might have the same one.
Is rough because like it's so bad, like he grabs her and then like he just holds her there as everybody is fighting around them. He's holding the love of his life. Does Jon Snow die celibate? Was this it for him?
He is surrounded by men.
Seen a picture.
It, James. Get off the fucking internet.
Yes! Oh my God. But
Well,
yeah, it is.
this is
That's
it.
his last, that's his only woman in his life.
Sure. Well, she dies with him holding her. Meanwhile, the wildlings are still climbing. But don't worry, they drop the scythe. Now, the scythe, yes?
All right. So hear me out.
Oh, God.
Here we
The
fucking go.
second coolest thing we've seen in this series, because that was pretty cool.
Okay.
However, that was not a scythe.
It was not a scythe, you're right.
That was not a scythe.
That was an anchor. But
It was not a scythe, but you thought it was cool.
was pretty cool.
Okay, all right, I'll take it. I'll take
Now
it because, like, building this.
The way that did to those bodies is the same way the arrow should have
Yeah,
done to
arrow
the
should
other
have.
guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But the battle's over now, and they've won. I don't know how they know the battle is over. Perhaps y'all can tell me because I missed it.
Well, the it showed the wildlings at the bottom and they were running back towards them.
Retreating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they
Okay,
do
so I just
retreat.
missed them retreating then. Okay.
Yeah. But again,
All right.
Here's my gripe with this is if you know there's only 102 men there, why are you retreating already?
They know it's only 102?
Yeah,
Yeah,
Jon.
they don't know for sure that it's only 102. They do think that they have more
Yeah, because
men. And
didn't when
then.
Jon was there, didn't Jon say there was 1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He did. And they had, like, nobody came who came in through the gates of Castle Black made it
Yeah, they
to
didn't make
give the
it.
intel to the other ones that, like, there's
Yeah,
nobody
true.
there.
True.
Okay. But it doesn't matter because they're still fucking outnumbered and Mance still has more people who could attack us tomorrow, probably. So, but we did it for tonight, guys. Hooray! We
Yeah,
made it.
this is kind of a weird decision for John as well. Well, I guess I'll talk to him about when we get there, but let's go back to Sam first.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
Tormund first is still
Oh, yeah.
fighting. Like he's still resisting. Stop resisting,
Nah, man, keep
Tormund.
going. That's what you gotta do. Fight till the end. I like it.
John hit him. John hit him with that crossbow. And Tormund tells him, "I should have thrown you from the wall. I should have.
And John's like, yep, you should have.
But you didn't. And here we are, girl. Oh well." And now Sam has to go check on his woman because she's his woman now. No ifs, ands, or buts about
Oh,
that.
yeah, for sure. Oh,
And
yeah.
so listen, the battle's over. Everything's good. Who's this over here cowering in the corner? What
No,
is that smell?
in the fucking fetal position. Goddamn, man.
The Lord Commander of the City Watch. This is who was leading the City Watch at King's Landing.
But that's how you know, like, he ain't never really been in shit.
And that's why I don't understand why they would fire Bronn. Because obviously, Bronn had to be doing a better job than this.
Yeah.
Janos, all he did in his whole career there was write a couple speeding tickets. Horses are going too fast.
Well, wasn't he in charge of the watch when Joffrey told him to kill all the babies?
Yep, that was him
Yeah, that
too.
was
That was
Janos.
him.
But I mean,
Yep,
that's
what a
Baelish. He
bitch.
probably
That's what I'm
took that one
saying.
and was
Like
like, you know what?
it was just children.
I killed 40 kids, all right? I have experience. They were all under two, but I killed them all.
Anyway, fuck you, Janice. You cowering bitch. You've been talking a whole lot of shit for a whole lot of weeks. And where are you? Shitting yourself with a woman and a child. You fucking loser.
Does he show his face again, James, after this?
Yeah, but I think they're like gonna. I think he might get like disciplined or something.
Do you think, okay, so like nobody saw him go in there.
True.
So do you think Sam is gonna give him up?
Actually, yeah, probably not.
Okay.
I think Sam's just more worried about Gilly than he is anything else.
I think this gives Sam like a card in his back pocket. Like, I got something on you and I can use it at some point.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, guys, there's got to be a morning after because they held on through the night.
They did.
Yay.
And this is where I have questions. So they hold on through the night. We talk about how they could be back tomorrow night, right? Why is John leaving? How long is it going to take John to get to Mance?
He's right there.
Is he
Where the
right
fire
there?
was. Where the fire was. He lit it.
I mean, he could ask somebody to light it.
He's with his people.
Are we sure?
He's, John said they're only, these people are only united because of Mance.
All I'm saying is that he should have been there right next to them giants, leading his people.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, John also said like that was kind of like a test run.
Yeah.
I mean,
Beta testing.
yeah, we got eight motherfuckers left, and that was just test run. But we got eight motherfuckers left, and now I'm leaving. See y'all. Bye.
Because I'm gonna
Probably
go
the
kill
best fighter
Mance.
there.
I'm gonna go kill Mance. Me, single-handedly. I'm gonna walk through his army and
With
kill him.
10,000. His army of 10,000.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. And I'm gonna do it without a sword.
Because I never picked mine up. I now have CTE after getting slammed across that anvil. And I never picked my sword back up. Speaking of CTE, and if you want a good laugh, not that we promote other podcasts here, but Theo Von's podcast with Antonio Brown. Yo, I lost motherfucking mad brain cells, but it was hilarious.
I cannot believe that that's where Theo Von is. Theo Von from Road Rules.
I see. I didn't know where he was from. Okay.
Yeah, Road Rules. Like I really used to stan him on the challenge, like when I was younger. And he's taken a turn. Anyway, as John's leaving, he does find that Grin and company held the gate. It's
I
rough to
think he
see.
already knew that was going to happen, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, they took that giant with them.
Yes, he did.
Yep, so that's two giants. They got two.
How many more does he have?
That's a good damn question. At least one,
Because
because
I.
one's still chasing a fucking mastodon, so.
Yeah. Even Dumbledore only had one and a half. I like how you're trying. You're like, wait a minute. Yeah,
What's
Dumbledore
the
had a
half?
giant Hagrid.
Oh.
That a giant with like no legs or something?
Hagrid is half giant.
No, he's only half giant.
Oh. So does
Which,
that mean
what are
that
the.
Bran has a giant or a half giant in Hodor?
That? They said that Hodor's got giant's blood in him. And they do use him to pull stuff, not doors. But. Anyways, John is gonna go kill Mance with no sword. Fade to white. That was it. Watchers on the Wall, season 4, episode 9.
And he's not taking ghosts with him either, is he?
He's not.
No, he's not.
Lock him back up. You know. Who needs it all?
Okay, so who are we pouring out for, TJ? Like
So, of
half
names,
of.
there's a lot of motherfuckers, but named? Correct me, I'm missing anybody. So we're gonna pour one out for Pip. Pour one out for Egret. Rest in peace, Egret. And Bryn.
Grin. Oh, grin.
In Janos's manlyhood. Pour one out for
There it
that too.
is. That one too, because how do you come back from this, friend? All right, now for the quote segment. Who said that, Jinj? You said you had a lot.
Yeah, I got quite a bit.
TJ, how
Yeah.
many did you have?
Not that many, like three.
Three? All right, you can go first then.
If he doesn't steal them all, who, me or James?
Yeah, you can go first.
All right, my first one is from Sam, and it's when he says, "When you're nothing at all, there's no reason to be afraid." My next one is from Grin and the rest of the boys. I am the shield that guards the realms of men. They indeed were the
There you
shields
go.
that day. And then from Ygritte, do you remember that cave? We should have stayed in that cave. And then from Sam, my last one's from Sam, and it's John, come back.
A simple, simple
Come
enough.
back. Come back.
All right, I'm gonna go. First, I have Ygritte. They came up here to our land and put up a big wall and said it was theirs. And now they and then they hunted us down. So once again, that sounds like somebody I know. Anyways, and then Maester Aemon, nothing makes the past a sweeter place to visit than the prospect of imminent death. Sorry, Jinj. I'm listen, me and my therapist have a lot of talks about nostalgia. And then Gilly, promise me you won't die. I'm done. That's it for me. Your turn.
Okay, so my first one is from Eamon. Love is the death of duty.
I almost used that one, and I was like, nah,
Same.
let's use that one.
And then I had the one of Aemon where nothing makes the past a sweeter place to visit than the prospect of imminent death. And then I did also did Sam from now on, wherever I go, you go, or wherever you go, I go to, which we already talked about. And then again from Sam, I'm not nothing anymore. I'm not nothing anymore, which we already talked about. And then this one is from Pip and Sam as they're back to forth. Pip says, I think we're going to die. And Sam says, if you keep missing, we will. And then Slint, when he's up on the wall, no such thing as giants.
There, right
They're
there.
right there.
That's when you need that black dude from the videos that just goes like this with his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you need that. Just
And then the last one is what TJ also took. Do you remember that cave? We should have stayed in the cave. And I put that in all caps because they should have stayed in the cave.
they should have never should have left. John, why'd you leave the Ginger Minge, man? Fuck.
Hindsight. All right, Ginge. Blind rankings.
What do we have left?
Only I had
Three and
two and
four?
four, right? Two and
Two and
four.
four.
Two and four?
This is two. All right. So
Do you feel?
how does the Watchers on the Wall rank with Blackwater as like a self-contained battle episode?
Honestly, I think I like this one better.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like Blackwater better, personally.
I also like this one better.
I knew you did because last week you did say like 4-9 is one of your favorites of the whole series. So,
Yeah, this is such a
see,
good battle episode.
the reason I don't like Blackwater as much that episode is because of all the times it went back to Cersei.
Back in, okay.
Because Cersei just annoyed me in that episode.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, Janos, Cersei, kind of the same thing here.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, but they didn't really focus on Janos Slynt that much, so it wasn't that bad, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. So number two, the Watchers on the Wall. Number two. All right. Okay. TJ, are you surprised?
Nah, I think it has to be number two just based off of how his list has gone. I think next week he'll be disappointed. Like I said it before, his list kind of fucked this season.
No. My list is good. It's solid.
But for good reason though. Like we said it, I guess it was last week we talked about how everything's like ebbs and flows in this season. So like I'm kind of glad it did because it made you have to like think about where you're putting shit. And it's not just episode one starting at number 9 or 10 and then kind of working our way up.
Because even last week was like a, it was a slow episode up until the end. And so like the end was a high, and then like now we get another like high. I don't know. TJ seems to have like a lot of faith in the season four finale. You seem to put a lot of stock in 410, so I guess we'll see.
I do.
I
I'm all
guess
in.
we'll
All my
see.
chips are on 410.
Oh,
Hope it hits.
what a face. What a
Let's
face.
hope it hits.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. You can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, Goode, everywhere. And please don't forget to rate and review us wherever where you're listening. So on behalf of my co-hosts, Ginger Minj and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.